It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and we're so glad to be back with you. We had a blessed Sabbath that has passed, a wonderful memorial service, and many people came out. Eventually, we'll be able to have a recording of that service that we can share, but I'll just tell you this much. Saw a lot of wonderful people, of course, family and friends, people driving up from Florida, surprising us and others. We were in the Atlanta area. But I'll tell you what, I didn't cry until the EMS workers showed up. They drove all the way from Pittsburgh down to Atlanta to tell the people what impact Mom had on their lives. And that just blew. I just couldn't take it anymore. So anyway, God has been good to us. We are back home, and we are so happy to worship with you on our worship and wellness broadcast. So at this time, my wife on Dreamed Of, Sister Maria, will have our opening prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to be able to open up your word. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we pray for your words to be anointed into our pastor's mouth as he speaks. We ask that you will fill him with your spirit, and as always, bless us with grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
We're studying Exodus chapter 9, my brothers and sisters, and our title is Dead Cattle, Sores, Hail, and Fire. Dead Cattle, Sores, Hail, and Fire. As we continue studying the Bible in preparation for baptism, we need to know God's Word, and we need to know the principles of God's Word, my friend. Let's read together. We're in Exodus chapter 9. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, as we open the Word of God, we just thank you for its power. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Bless us now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Exodus chapter 9 begins, Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews. You know, I just love that because he's not just the Lord God, he's God of his people. And friends, that means he links us with him. We get to be linked with God. If he is the God of the Hebrews, then we're the people of God. You can't have it any other way. And so we need to know that God is good. We have someone that's trying to get in. I'm going to just try to help her out a little bit. All right. Praise God. Let my people go that they might serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and wilt hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses and upon the asses, upon the cattle and upon the oxen and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain. My brothers and sisters, let's make sure we're not doing any manipulation, controlling, because we're in the hand of Pharaoh. We're doing the work of Pharaoh when we try to control people. Now, that I'm talking about having a controlling spirit, friends. As parents, we do have to lead and guide, and that's one of the problems. Parents aren't guiding and leading and raising their children, and Abraham commanded his household after the Lord, but he didn't have a spirit of manipulation and control. He just taught them the Word of God, and he basically set standards in his home. Now, they didn't have to stay. They were free to leave. They kept the Sabbath. They worshiped God on the Sabbath. They didn't steal and lie. He taught them God's principles. But there are people that would want everything their way in your life, in your home, and in your church. And if things don't go their way, they get upset. They get bothered. Sometimes they use manipulative tactics to try to get people. Sometimes that's money. Sometimes that's talking about people behind their back and conniving. And so, my brothers and sisters, these elements of Satanism are not acceptable in God's church, and we must not have anything to do with such practices. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. God puts a difference between his people and the people who will not choose to serve him. So think about that, friends. If God says his greatest blessings are going to come, don't miss out on those who are obedient. Don't miss out on your blessing because you want to hold on to something. Now, God promises these blessings a hundredfold. They will come with persecution. But let me tell you something, friends, because the devil has put a deceptive element in the lives of many people. If you think it's hard to be a Christian, try to live for the devil. The Bible says the way of transgressors is hard in Proverbs 13:15. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 48, I believe it's verse 20, but it's definitely Isaiah 48, it says, there is no peace, therefore, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Friends, the wicked have no peace. If you don't have the Lord, if you're not totally surrendered, you're lacking a level of peace. And you don't want to. You can fake it till you make it. You can try to have alternative ways of getting peace. You can have temporary feelings of feel good. Even at church, you can have temporary feel good feelings. But it doesn't leave you with complete peace because You can't have peace, friends, unless you have God in your life and there's complete truth. You're not going to go. What if God in heaven allowed a little bit of truth and a little bit of error in heaven? Would you want to go there? No, we've got all that kind of mess down here. Everything will be only truth. So why shouldn't we have only truth here? We're preparing for heaven, aren't we? All right, friends, let's read on. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. God has time. God is a God of time. We need to be timely, brothers and sisters. And God is a God of time. He said it will happen at a certain time tomorrow. God is always on time. Now, let me tell you something about time management. God is seldom early, but he's never late. We can't do that because we're not in control of the affairs of life. So you need to plan ahead. We need to do a good job. Be there early. Have everything all laid out. And then you'll have a little extra time for those little bumps in the road that happen when you're trying to get somewhere. There's bound to be an accident. There's bound to be some traffic jam or detour. But because you left early, you can be on time. God is in control of all traffic, so he doesn't have to worry about that. But we're not God. So, friends, my motto is to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late, and to be late is unacceptable. You can make it if you're on time, but you don't want to strive to be on time because if any little thing happened, friend, then it can cause you to be late. And so that's a motto I use. But God is a God who is in control of all things. And so just know that he is a God of time. So he sets time for things, and he wants those things to be done in that time. All right. And Pharaoh said, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. You see, even though God said he was hardened Pharaoh's heart, we've made it very clear, God has made it very clear, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. He had stubbornness. And brothers and sisters, there is a level of stubbornness that some of us have. And we need to make sure that we are not going to lose our salvation because of that stubbornness that we have. You know, God has shown us what to do, but we won't do it. He's shown us his plan and his will, but we won't surrender to it. That is a type of stubbornness, my friends, and God wants us to overcome it. And all of us can have that tendency to be stubborn. You might not be stubborn about this, but you might be stubborn about that. So stop looking at your neighbor, friend. Stop looking at your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your children, and think about yourself. What are you hesitant about not following God about, friends? But I'm going to show you something about stubbornness and how deceptive it is. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, 22 through 23, and the context of this is where God told Saul, King Saul, to go and destroy all the Amalekites and all of their cattle. And, of course, he saved some of the good cattle that he brought back the king as a souvenir. So he disobeyed the Lord. And watch this. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord." So what that teaches us is that sometimes in not following God, we're actually worshiping God. Did you hear that, friends? Sometimes in not following God, we're worshiping God. What did Saul say? What did Saul say? He said, "Oh, we brought these things back to worship God." So, friends, sometimes we can find a good reason not to be totally obedient to the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, God says, do I have great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? That's how they worshiped back then. As in obeying the voice of the Lord. What God wants is obedience. He does not want your worship that is not in total obedience. And we sometimes say, "Oh, I don't have to be totally obedient because I'm worshiping." Oh, my friends, the Bible is so clear if we would just follow it. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Watch this, friends. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So when we have a rebellious spirit, it is as though we are involved in witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Some of you all would say, "Oh, I would never go worship any idols." Oh, no, not me. But we have a stubborn streak about us, friends. And again, stop looking at other people, friends. Look at yourself. Don't look at other people. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. See, that's what we don't want. If that rejection continues, we will be rejected by God. Friends, you don't want that. God is a God who is so loving and kind, but he's so loving and kind that he's not going to torture you in heaven. You see, if you aren't fully surrendered, the light and glory which burns out sin that's in heaven, it would just torture you. He can't bring you up there and torture you to death or torture you to life, because that would be life everlasting. You'd be tortured every moment of your life. That's not what God is about. That's why hellfire doesn't even burn forever, friends. That's a lie. And most churches are teaching that, and you need to recognize that that's a lie from the pit of hell. And we should not follow that line of teaching, because the Bible tells us they will be burnt up. The Bible tells us that it is as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Jude, verse 7 or 9. I forget which one it is. We need to recognize, friends, I think it's 7, that this is very, very important that we understand these powerful principles of God's way and his plan for our lives. And so God rejected Saul from being king because of the stubbornness, my friends. We don't want to be stubborn. We don't want to have a good excuse not to be totally obedient to God. These are powerful principles. Reading on, and the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh, and it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace, and they stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. What did it mean that he hardened his heart? He did the miracle. Then he did not respond right to the miracle. God brings us to points of decision. That's how he softens heart, hardens heart. But it's your decision as to whether or not your heart will be hardened, friends. God will bring you to points of decision. He will teach. If you say you want to follow him and you want to go to heaven, he will bring truth to you. What will you do with that truth, friends? That is the question that we have to ask. And don't be like Saul, who said, oh, I'll worship God instead of obey God. And friends, that's a sad mistake. And God is showing us this principle in his word. And so I want to talk about spell casting a little bit. You know, a lot of people go to witch doctors and people who do seances and practice, you know, various forms of witchcraft. And this might seem like a little witchcraft, just throwing some dust up in the air, and it became a grievous source. Let me tell you what the difference is. God told him to do it, okay? And so when we take pictures of people and put blood on them and throw eggs and put stick things in eggs, all kind of stuff that they do in witchcraft or whatever they do, friends, don't get involved in that. You're bringing on the spirit of the devil. In this situation, God was clearly in charge, and he told Moses exactly what to do, and that's what happened. Now, he did it to impress Pharaoh with his greatness so Pharaoh would humble himself. God wanted to save Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's heart was hard. And the Lord, and let me tell you something, a lot of people think that hard hearts only come from men. Now, I think men may sometimes have more of a tendency to have hard hearts, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I've seen some women with some hard hearts. There's some tough women, some rough women, some women that will destroy you, maybe with their tongue, and some of them with their hands if they had an opportunity to. There are some women that will hold a grudge against you, and no matter what you do and no matter how Christ-like you are, even if you did something wrong, they're going to hold it against you until Jesus comes. And therefore, you might be ready for Jesus to come, and they won't be ready for Jesus to come. They've forgotten how God forgave them of all the things they did. They don't want to have anything to do with you because you did a whole lot less than they did. But guess what? That's the sin, friends, of stubbornness. And we've got to overcome. And we just need to pray for people who will not fully surrender to the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me, for I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, that thy name may be declared throughout all the earth. See, that's why we don't have to be partisan. God sets up kings. He puts them down, and he does so, so that his name may be glorified in the earth, friends. And so, my friends, if you don't like the current president, you give that over to God, because God set him up. If you don't like the former president, give that over to God, because God set him up. But he does so to make sure that he gets the glory. God will be glorified. But he's glorified through his people in the eyes of these. And many times these leaders, they're fighting against God, but God still shows that he is in control and he will get the glory, my friends. We just need to stay faithful. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field shall not be brought home. The hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. Watch this. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. God is merciful. He wasn't just trying to wipe out the Egyptians. If the Egyptians would have followed him, those that would obey the word of the Lord, they got their cattle and their servants out of the field. They did not get hurt. Oh, my friends, if they had said, listen, we believe in God, and they had gone over to Goshen, they would not have been hurt. I'm here to tell you, my friends, that God is caring for his people today, and you can be one of his people today. If you are not already, surrender your heart to God, my friend. Say, Lord, I just want you to take my heart. I want you to take my life. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. And my friends, you will be blessed. He that regardeth not the word of the Lord and left, sorry, and he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, and there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. My friends, we have never seen that. Some of us have been in hailstorm, but we've never seen fire going along the ground while the hail was dropping. So there was a hail, and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote through all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and break every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. You see, brothers and sisters, those who choose not to obey will receive the seven last plagues. The Bible says so. And those who are faithful will not receive of those plagues. It's the same principle that you see in Egypt. I don't want to have the plagues of Egypt. These plagues are the result of the punishment that they will begin to get for persecuting God's people. You see, if you are not with God, you're persecuting God. And although you don't see yourself doing it now, friends, when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, you can't say what you would never do. Because when the Holy Spirit, if we keep rejecting the Holy Spirit, eventually he will be removed from us. And we will do dastardly deeds that we would never imagine that we would do, my friends. But if we allow the Holy Spirit, we will have feats of righteousness and rise to heights of holiness that we could never imagine to attain to. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough. that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail. And I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Watch this. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the Lord, the earth, is the Lord's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God. See, God can sometimes reveal people's hearts to his servants. And God, and Moses said, okay, I'm going to pray and it's going to go away. But I already know you're not going to let us go. He told Pharaoh what Pharaoh was going to do. And that should have been even more of an evidence. And the flax and the barley was smitten. For the barley was in the ear and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten. But they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord. And the thunders and hail ceased and the rain was not poured out upon the earth. You see, what is happening is some things were destroyed, but there were other crops that had not come up yet and they weren't destroyed. And so that is what caused Pharaoh to say, okay, we'll still get our wheat. We'll still get our wheat harvest. And he found an excuse not to do the will of God. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Oh, my friends, I just want to be like Moses. I just want God to speak to me. I just want to know his will. I just want to be in his perfect will. He is the God of love, the God of power, the God of salvation. He alone knows what's going to happen. He knows the end from the beginning, my friends. Don't you want to serve him? Your life may be in turmoil. Your life may be full of trouble. You might have a lack of peace in the home. Give your heart to God, my friend. You can have peace even in the midst of a storm, but you've got to surrender your heart to the Lord. Let's do it, friend. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. We ask for thy Holy Spirit to guide and direct us today. We ask you to be with us that your name will be glorified in our lives. And we give you praise for just the message today. Help us not to be rebellious, for it is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubborn, Father, for it is as idolatry. We ask that you would give us a clean heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. Thank you. It's good to be back with you after, let's see, we had Friday, Sabbath, Sunday, Monday, 4 days of rest and reprieve. The Lord can still be with us at all times. I pray that you spent more time in prayer and study and continue to grow in grace. All right, my friends, God is good. At this time, we will transition to our wellness segment of the broadcast with our torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and
must come and see.
Amen. And my brothers and sisters, we are going to this time hear from Sister Donna on the subject of interesting facts about water. Sister.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone on the line. I want to
share
with you some interesting facts about water. Your body needs about 1 milliliter of water for every calorie you burn. And if you are quite active and burn 4,000 calories a day, you will need about 4 quarts of water. And if you're inactive and burn only 1,000, you will only need 1 quart each day. The marvels of water continue to be understood better. Water as a remedial agent is unsurpassed, approaching that of a universal remedy in its various applications of steam, hot water, cold water, and ice. Beware of the plastic used to store your water and soft drinks because it imparts chemicals which are carcinogenic, such as chlorine, dimethyl filtrate, and some other contaminants, such as arsenic, fluoride, industrial pollutants, lead, pesticides, herbicides, and radioactive particles. Almost all drinking water in the municipal water system in the United States contains toxic contaminants. So the degree of intoxication that a person experiences depends on how much they drink, as well as how much of the water is absorbed in vapors as a person breathes while bathing, cleaning, or showering. And persons who work in the water industry who have long skin contact with the water may be just as vulnerable. Water is a simple and free cure or treatment for various ailments. Some of the following disorders can be cured and others helped by the free use of water, enough to keep the urine pale: lower back pain, many canker sores, chronic fatigue syndrome, diabetes, headaches, asthma, allergies, colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, alcohol dependency, neck pain, various stones and calcifications in the kidneys, and other organs of the body. Now, drinking sufficient water to urinate every 2 to 4 hours while awake to keep the urine clear and light in color. What that's saying, brothers and sisters, is that it should hopefully be as clear coming out as it did going in. Interesting fact number 2, if you are feeling cranky, irritable, or having muscular cramps, there is a chance you are dehydrated. So drink 1 to 2 cups of water before engaging in strenuous activities and take a water break about every 15 minutes and just don't wait until you feel you need to drink. Get a good source of drinking water, not your city water from the tap. There have been several different studies to support the hypothesis that public drinking water and wells having a lot of surface runoff water can increase the likelihood of getting cancer and developing a mineral imbalance. If you are having distress or weakness or almost any kind of symptoms, drink a glass full of water every 10 minutes for an hour and monitor how your body reacts to that before you take any pills or anything else. Persons taking chemotherapy for cancer should watch their symptoms, and if distress begins to develop, start the drinking routine. It may keep you from having hours of misery. Finally, in hydrotherapy, if mechanical stimulation is given to the skin along with the temperature changes, a greater impression can be made on the nervous system. With mechanical stimulation such as percussion from streams of water, or rubbing or brushing of the skin, such as massage therapy or dry skin brushing, during the application of hot or cold water, more decided changing of the skin temperature occurs. At the same time, the mechanical stimulation apart from the temperature can change and evoke a blood vessel, nervous, or muscular response. This reading comes from Nature's Healing Practices, a Natural Remedies Encyclopedia by Agatha Thrash, MD. Thank you very much and have a very blessed day, and I hope you consume more water. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a blessing. What a blessing that was. All right. It's time for roll call, and we have Michigan. We have, this is on Facebook, Michigan. We have South Carolina. We have North Carolina. We have the country of Greece. I know there was a lot of things going on in Greece. I guess it didn't hit Athens, but a big fire and evacuations. They probably had to come over to Athens. We have, I'm not sure where our sister Charlene is from, and I think I already said Georgia. So on the call, you all might want to reach out to your friends to say, hey, we're back on because we don't have as many callers. I think people may have forgotten about it starting today. But we have Ohio. We have Ohio again. And this second Ohio caller, I've been trying to reach you, dear sister, for some time. So just look at your phone log. There might be a missed number, a 706 number. We have Alabama, we have Pennsylvania, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Oklahoma. It appears to be Oklahoma City. We have Ohio again. Oh, praise the Lord for Ohio. You know who you are. And we have Iowa, and we have Georgia. As I said, friends, oh, and we have Louisiana on Facebook. God bless each one of you all. We're glad to be back with you. As I said, we had to somewhat officiate and also participate in my mother's memorial service. She died back in May, and we had the memorial service when it was convenient for the family in a convenient location. So we went down to Atlanta. And it was a real tremendous blessing. We had never had seen any of us a memorial service like that. The highlight for me was when the ambulance personnel and transport personnel came. They drove all the way from Pittsburgh to Atlanta to tell our family and others the impact that my mother had on their lives. And they came in full ambulance dress and everything. It was very touching. So, but God is good. We spoke there, and the entire service was recorded. When we get the recording, we'll definitely share it with you. All right, friends, is there anyone on the call? As far as Facebook, we have good morning from Brother Peyton. We have good morning from Sister Vicky. We have good morning from Brother and Sister Jones in Louisiana. I'm assuming that's going to be Sister Janika, but I'm just not 100% sure. All right. On the call, press star 6. We do have our Oklahoma City caller. We'll see who that is at this time. Good morning. God bless you this morning. Okay, the person from Oklahoma City, you need to check your phone. You might be pressing mute because you're on our end. So if you could check your mute button, please.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And what a blessing. As far as your mom, it is just such a blessing to hear. That was the first time I heard, but I have not been on the call. It's been a long time, I think probably maybe about almost a year. But I'm Odessa's friend from Oklahoma, and she's at work, of course. But I have my sister on the line, and she's from Michigan. But I want to ask a question real quick about water, but this is not why I had the question. You know, do you think that filter, if you put filter in your faucet, you know, would that, is that a benefit?
Yes, ma'am, it does help. You want to go ahead and answer that, sis? Go ahead.
Well, no, actually, I was going to tell her that it does help, but then I was going to refer her to you anyway for some good suggestions on water filtration systems and the various ways that you can have them. Like, you may not be able to have the one that filtrates your whole house, or there's one that you can fit on your sink. So I was just going to, you know, refer her to you for suggestions. But, yes, definitely filter your water.
Okay. Thank you.
So much for that. And what I was going to say was that when you get a filter, you want to check to see what does it filter. You know, when you have it on your tap, if you're living in the city, you definitely want one that'll do fluorine and chloride, you know, that type of thing. Some filters just deal with bacteria, you know. And so you want to make sure that it filters what's in that water. That's the only thing I was going to add to what Sister Donna said, and she was totally correct. You have different types. You got reverse osmosis systems. You got whole house. Some people can't afford whole house, but you can put those reverse osmosis systems under your kitchen sink, and at least what you drink from is there. We actually use a Berkey. We're in the country, so we have a well, but we use a Berkey, and you can get Berkey filters that will do chlorine, fluoride, and all the bacteria and viruses. Berkey is really good because it needs no electricity. You have to pour water in the top, and then it filters it down to the bottom where the spout is. So that's what our answers are for that.
Okay. Oh, that was a blessing. Thank you. But the main question is, she might want to ask, my sister's on the line, and she's my older sister, and God has really been with her and blessed her, but she has, you know, she do have some health challenges. Shirley, if you can hear me, can you take your phone off mute? So I don't want to hold up the call. I had a question for, do you have any suggestions for congestive heart failure?
Okay. Yes. So just, of course, you know, we have to know more. You're welcome to reach out to us. If you're writing, I can give you my phone number. So I'll give you a little time to get it while I just have your pen ready or have your phone ready. We can type it in. But a lot of times with congestive heart failure, the problem might be the kidneys. So we want to make sure that our kidneys are functioning properly.
Right.
We need to know.
And she is taking dialysis.
The person is on dialysis?
Yes, she is.
Okay. All right.
But it was a good report yesterday that her kidneys is looking good and looking better, and that she told me just last night that the doctor said that they're going to test her again. I'm not sure, in another week or so, and that if it's still doing, you know, well, that they're going to take her down from, I think, 3 days to 1 day a week. So praise God for that.
Yeah. I will tell you, a lot of people, I don't know how long she's been on dialysis, but a lot of people can come off of dialysis. You do have to take herbs that are good for the kidneys, like dandelion. Mm-hmm. And we have a kidney cleanse formula that's a liquid drop in a liquid drop form.
Yes.
That's good, but the person needs to check their diet. We need to get off the flesh of dead animals. So don't eat any meat, any fish. I say meat, fish, chicken, because some people classify them differently. So we just say the flesh. Flesh of animals is not good. Dairy products are not good. We need to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, and then add whole grains and legumes. Eat 2 meals a day. Don't eat late at night. Don't put a lot of salt on your food. Eat real simple meals, you know, a couple of times a day, but definitely eat, drink, you know, your adequate amounts of water unless you're on water restrictions until we can build up the kidneys. And then there's herbs. Some of the herbs that are for hypertension also help strengthen the heart. So I would recommend hawthorn, for example, hawthorn berries. Those are good. You know, that's a good herb, you know, for the heart, to strengthen the heart. So a lot of it is just going to be lifestyle. And when you take in more potassium, it lowers the sodium, and then the water kind of flushes out. So feel free. Okay, I'm going to give you the number.
I'm ready.
Yeah, let me start again. 706-897-8537. So that's 706-897-8537. Anything we can do, we're here to help you.
When would be a good time?
I would say you're on Central Time, so probably about, let's see, we're an hour ahead of you. So I would say by 9:30 to 10 your time, give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
And you know, life is such that we have a lot going on. So if you call and I don't answer, I'll call you back.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking our call. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. We got two more callers, and I see also there's a comment or question on Facebook. We are now going to
good morning, Pastor.
Our mother in Israel. Good morning.
I would ask you if it's possible that you can call me after 1 o'clock today, because they expect a call coming in from the doctor. I wasn't so well
after
on
1 o'clock. Is that what you're saying?
Like 1
you said call after 1? Yes, ma'am. We'll do that. We will do that. Yes, ma'am.
No worries. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. All right. We'll take our next caller, and that's going to be Sister Winston. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor. I'm so glad that we're back together on the line. But I knew you was in the area, but because, you know, I don't drive distances, and I knew you were here for a purpose, so I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to see and meet with you, but I wanted to know that I did keep you lifted up in prayer, and I want to thank everybody for keeping me lifted up in prayer. I'm going through some treatments for the dentist, and that's taken up a lot of my time, and I just want to give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings he has continued to bless me and my family with. And I did miss being on the call and everything, but I did keep praying and studying and listening to other people that speak in the truth at this time. I just have a question about water. What is the difference between distilled water and what they call purified water or drinking water? Is distilled water better to drink?
Sister Donna gave the presentation. Sister Donna, did you want to answer that, or do you want me to take it? Okay, she might not be available, so I'll go ahead and do that. Distilled water is the purest form of water. As water evaporates from rivers and oceans and these kinds of things, it loses everything. It leaves all the minerals behind, goes up to the clouds, and then comes down as rain. So rainwater is actually distilled water. Now, unfortunately, there's so much pollution in the air that it may pick up some pollutants if the air is polluted. But rainwater is distilled water. I would say distilled water is a great option, you know, but when you buy it, of course, sometimes, you know, of course, you've got the plastic and things like that. But the point being made is distilled water is good. And if you have hypertension, my wife ran into some research that says you should drink distilled water only if you have hypertension. So distilled water is good. I will tell you that in the spirit of prophecy, it just says pure soft water. So that would include distilled, that would include spring. A soft water would be water that wouldn't have a lot of minerals in it, heavy minerals in it. So, you know, drinking water that's been, like, you know, properly purified, what would you say, distilled, spring water. There's different alkaline waters that are really, really good. And so, you know, that's our take. There are some superior waters, like I said, some that are particularly more alkaline, that you can either, if you don't have it coming straight out of the ground in the spring, you can purchase, but all of them have less heavy mineral content, and distilled would have no minerals, so that's the difference.
Okay, so it is, I could drink what they call purified. Because I've been drinking distilled water, and I'm saying, I don't know if I should be drinking it, if it was just for, you know, certain purposes.
It's fine to drink distilled water. It's fine to drink distilled water. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people say, well, you're losing minerals, but God really didn't intend for us to necessarily get our minerals from water. We get that from food, so... You know, if it's pure soft, that's where we stand. But there are some more therapeutic waters. If you have like an alkaline water machine, or you can buy some alkaline water. Other than that, any pure soft water is good.
Okay, then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone, stay safe.
All right. You too. We're going to go to Sister Janika, and we'll take her call at this time. Good morning, Sister Janika.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Fine, sister. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. I have been enjoying what I'm hearing. I do have a couple of questions
sure.
about the water. I know you mentioned about the not heavy minerals. Okay, so if a person is not getting what they need in the food, because our food is, some places, it's not as it should be, as fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if the you said they don't need to put salt on their food, say if, I can give an example, and you might think it's kind of, but it was good. The temperature was really nice here yesterday. It was like 63 early in the morning, and I worked outside in the garden, in my garden and in the yard for a few hours. Well, I sweated. I came in, and I drank, you know, I kept stopping to just drink sips of water. I don't just, you know, guzzle it. I don't believe that you should just drink, and then go back out. I came in and got some sips and went back out. But my question is about the sodium. If you are sweating a lot, how do you put that back in? If you're using distilled with no minerals, or you said use soft water or pure water, I found that, and I'm asking the question and making a statement at the same time. I find that sometimes when you say pure water, friends, family have gone to Walmart to get something that they think is pure. And we do have to be prayerful and mindful that just because something says pure, it is not. So how would you put those minerals back in? Because I don't do Gatorade. I don't do, you know, all of those different enhancers.
Got it. Yeah, so our statement about soft water, there are heavy minerals that, you know, the kind of minerals that sometimes if you look around your sink and you see all that corrosion and stuff, it's just too much of it. And that would not be soft water. But like alkaline waters and things of that nature that might have minerals, like I said, those are good. Those are premier. Those are wonderful. And you can take those other than a special alkaline water. You know, we would just say keep it pure and soft as best you can. We don't generally buy a whole lot of bottled water. We use our Berkey because, of course, we're not sure about certain things. Now, we travel. When we travel, we just have to use what we can afford and what we can find. We can't always take the Berkey with us, so we will buy bottled water when we're out and about. Now, there are some bottles that say that they're BPH-free, that they don't emit anything into the water. And, of course, those will be good choices. So to answer your question, we're not saying there's no water and that you should that you can't drink any water with minerals. And I know you have a superior alkaline water, so I think it's really good. And so, you know, to answer a question, you know, it's a known fact that some people, when they perspire a lot, they have a salt tablet or they just put a little salt in their mouth, you know. So, you know, I'm just speaking in general terms when I'm talking. But, of course, a person who has perspired a lot in the heavy heat, yes, they need some mineralization that they might have lost. Many of us have perspired and then, you know, a little drop of sweat, you know, touched our tongue and it was salty. So you definitely are losing salt and other minerals when you perspire. So you're on target, sis. You know, there are some cases, like when you sweat a lot, that you need extra minerals, and you can take them early with some kind of salt or electrolyte, not so much sugar filled like Gatorade, as you said, but like we have a little mineral solution. But you can, eat a little salt. You have a really nice alkaline water that I'm sure has good minerals in it. And so, you know, in cases like that, when you're losing them, you need to replace them.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I have two more. I know time is moving. I wanted to give a praise report. When we spoke last and you came down this toward Louisiana, I was having the bad cramps in my legs, and I was having cramps, oh, my goodness, even afterwards, unimaginable. And I was trying different, you know, things. I took this food away. I added this. I took this away. I was drinking more water. Well, I added some magnesium, some liquid magnesium to my water. I can give God a praise. I have not had any more cramps. And with walking is better, moving around, I'm sleeping all night. There are several ways you can get it. You know, you can do magnesium. I missed Sister Donna's, you know, talk, and I would like to go back and play it. I know it should be recorded. I'm going to go back and listen to it. Also, taking a bath with what's going on with the water, or showers, what do you recommend, or did you recommend?
Okay, ask the last question again, please.
Okay. When you're taking a bath or a shower with this, and we were talking, I don't know if your talk was pertaining to what they're saying is in the water now with the chemicals. I needed to find out what can a person do as far as taking a bath in the water. They're taking long soaks. Yeah.
Right. And just so you, I think we're getting most of it, but you were kind of going in and out. That's why I needed you to repeat that. So you were asking about the bath. So the bottom line is, if you can get a whole house filtering system, I mean, that's wonderful, but everybody may not be able to do so. So we have to just do the best that we can with what we have. I can tell the difference from when I'm showering at home and if I'm going into a hotel. I mean, it's city water. And it just feels different on my skin, you know. But, again, you'd have to have some kind of whole house system, and that can be expensive. So, again, do the best you can. You might have to try to counteract. I don't know if there's something, with a shower, what you can do. I don't really know much about what you can do about that other than some kind of whole house system that would filter the water before it comes through your shower spout.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sis. You're welcome.
God bless you all.
Yes, God bless you too. We'll take Brother Peyton's question on Facebook, and then we will close out. It says, my sister has lung cancer that has metastasized to her liver. Some people say carrot juice will help her. What do you say? Definitely carrot juice is good. If she doesn't have any contraindications like diabetes or kind of estrogen sensitivity, definitely, I think we're supposed to talk anyway. I want to talk to you about some things because I believe we can help to tell her some things to do to kind of target, have the immune system target better that cancer. I don't know if she's even open to natural remedies. But want to just let you know that I'll be sharing some things with you regarding that. So carrot juice is good, but you also want to drink quite a bit of green drinks. A lot of green drinks probably do more than carrot, but carrot is still good. It should be part of it because of its high nutrition value. And, you know, cancer is tough, but the bottom line is God is tougher, and people can overcome cancer. Let's get them going right away on natural remedies through God's plan. Introduce them to the Lord as a healer, and God will show himself powerful, my friend. All right, that being said, we'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of. We're about 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and we'll close out with prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to have worship. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we ask that you would bless every heart in a special way. We pray that we will continue to seek these things out for ourselves as we allow your spirit to lead, guide, teach, direct, and instruct us. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would be with us as we continue throughout this day. Help us to be able to just service unto you as well as unto men. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.